Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. Some of you moms and dads may remember Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s or Beanie Babies in the 90s or other toys that have run out at Christmas time in past years when there was no supply chain.
You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This charade must end. The government must require vaccinations.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Congress needs to man up, stand up, and fight for the American people. And that means don't fund a government that is tyrannically forcing people to get a vaccine that they don't want to get.
Booster. Become part of the mandate.
Yeah, I can't answer that right now, but I know that for the time being, the official definition of fully vaccinated is two.
It could change.
It could change, yes.
His whim is your command.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
How many masks do you think we'll have to wear to fight off the variant that Joe Biden calls Omicron when he doesn't call it Omicron? 4, 5, 6? Do I hear 7? Do I hear 8? And how many rabbit's feet do I have to carry if I don't wish to wear 8 masks to fight off the Omicron variant or virus?
Well, it's a transformer, so we're going to need the AllSpark in order to defeat it.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Mr. President, what about higher gas prices? Can you give us an outlook for gas prices? Cut 10.
And I've asked the Federal Trade Commission to consider whether potentially illegal and anti-competitive behavior in the oil and gas industry is causing higher prices to be maintained for consumers when the overall cost of oil is down.
To remain be maintained for consumers. And he doesn't seem to know that the price goes through the whole processing. You know, the oil is pumped out of the ground, and then it has to be refined, and then it has to be shipped to the gas stations. Does he not understand this? No, he doesn't understand how to switch from TV land to MeTV, so why am I asking that question? All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Andrew Cuomo, gone. Terry McAuliffe, gone. Charlie Baker, gone. Chris Cuomo, gone. Who's next?
How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more of these despicable reprobates must be erased from the public consciousness?
Joe Biden said he used to drive a 1978 Dodge Omicron.
And he used to drive Jill to the Omni Hotel when they were, dating, shall we say. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet, although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
My family had a Dodge Omni very, very early in the mid-90s. And if I were to be given the choice between a free Dodge Omni and getting the Omicron virus, I'd take the Omicron virus.
I remember those old cars. How about the Yugo? Let's have the next variant called the Yugo. to remind us of those rotten old cars of yesterday. And then the next one could be the Gremlin.
The Gremlin variant, yes.
I had a Gremlin.
I know.
Yeah.
People kept stealing the gas cap, right?
I know they kept stealing the gas cap, but finally it wasn't a problem because the front axle gave way on the Southeast Expressway. And I asked the guy, I said, what repair shop should I have this towed to? And he said, don't you mean what junkyard? And I said, yeah, I think you're right, junkyard. That was the end of my Gremlin.
When is the Pinto variant coming?
That would at least be, I think even Joe Biden could pronounce Pinto. Yeah, I like that. I prefer Pinto over the Gremlin.
He'd make Irish jokes. Pinto, I thought it was a pint of beer. Huh.
Yeah, I'm the one Irish guy who doesn't drink beer. I just appear to be drunk all the time, though.
Fauci's now claiming he's the science guy. Talk about your egotistical high. But someone just as lame already has that name. Sorry, doctor, but you're no Bill Nye.
Yeah, and neither is Bill Nye, for that matter, Limerick guy, as we all know.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that I'm not seeking a third booster term. That said, I can't rule out a breakthrough candidacy.
A breakthrough candidacy for what? He's the guy who, you know, they all saying he couldn't be elected dog catcher. I don't think he could be elected dog catcher. Certainly not in a Republican primary right now.
Excuse me, Governor Baker, where will you be spending your time now that you're not running for a third term?
In a room. In a room.
Can we have the original, please? Taylor?
In a room. In a room.
What will you be doing next, Governor Baker?
I'm chuckling.
I was looking for don't know, but chuckling works just as well.
You're a loser.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden here. Omni Corn Pop was a bad dude.
It's a possibility that someday he's going to talk about Omni Corn Pop. There's no doubt about it. I hadn't thought about it, but it's in the realm, within the realm of possibility.
Chris Cuomo already has a new job. He's going to be Matt Lauer's spokesperson.
Maybe he can spend his spare time since he's only got that 2-hour-a-day gig on Sirius XM Radio. Maybe he could go down to the Maxwell trial in federal court in Manhattan. Maybe he could, that would be, he'd be getting more experience in a courtroom than he ever got after he got his law degree from Fordham.
Omicron is Greek for panic first and ask questions later.
Exactly. But we have, you know, this is a terrible emergency. There's a guy that's tested positive in California. He, according to the South Africa, he probably is not even going to lose his sense of taste or smell. He may have a slight headache. It may be kind of like a mild hangover. So let's lock down the whole country.
Listen, though, if you caught something, though, and it was deemed the strange new variant, wouldn't you want to milk that for all it's worth? Get a few days off of work. You get a quarantine. Just chill at home.
You like chilling at home? You don't want to be allowed to go outside?
Not
Taylor?
Me. Not me. But just the general populace. People would want to milk that for what it's worth. So, of course, they're going to play it up.
I think some people, so the people who are still angry about losing the $300 a week welfare check at on Labor Day from Joe Biden, they would milk it. But I think most people would rather go outside.
This is Charlie Parker. After much consideration, I've decided not to run for re-election due to illness. No, not COVID. The voters got sick of me. COVID is real.
I use that very line in my column today. You can read it at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Charlie Baker hits the road. What do you think of those pictures that are with it, Taylor? Those are pretty funny photographs, aren't they?
They are pretty funny photographs, yes.
You've never seen these photographs of Charlie Parker. He's got a duffel bag, and he's with this one of his literal coat holders named Tim Buckley. And Tim Buckley is walking behind. I don't even know where they're leaving, but they've got all this crap in their arms.
Looks like they're about to climb onto a giant pink sailboat.
I'm sure Charlie Parker's going, where did he get those pictures from? And then he's going to remember and go, oh, I know.
Ilhan Omar is so upset about being called a terrorist that she hasn't had time to issue an apology for calling Kyle Rittenhouse a terrorist.
Boy, that's a good point. Did she call him a terrorist? I know another member of the squad, Ayanna Pressley, called him a white supremacist domestic terrorist. She really doubled down on it. I don't think she's issued an apology. She may be looking at getting a complaint from Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys, though.
I've traveled each.
Looking for the perfect stocking stuffer?
Highway.
Then you need the most popular songs of all time, as sung by the most popular president of all time.
I did.
Biden sings Sinatra.
Obama's way.
Every great hit reimagined.
So lie with me, let's lie, Fauci.
You'll remember these songs from here to eternity.
The Parmesan's on his nose. Hunter Snow, Hunter Snow.
Order now
Snow,
for three
Hunter
easy
Snow.
Payments of $500,000.
Doobie, doobie.
That guy went to a lot of work. That was an excellent, excellent job.
Great production value.
And by the way, speaking of Parmesan on his nose and $500,000 payments and all the rest, we will have Miranda Devine on tomorrow, the author, the New York Post columnist and the author of the new bestseller, Laptop from Hell. She'll be on tomorrow afternoon.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd like to hear a second Chump Line, we have a second Chump Line for you to listen to. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's the messages that didn't make the regular Chump Line. And we post Chopped Chumps every weeknight around 7 p.m. And you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week saying that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. For example, COVID-19 has given us the opportunity to brush up on our Greek alphabet. Although we wonder why we jumped from Delta to Omicron. What's wrong with Epsilon or Kappa or even Xi?
Excuse me, Governor Baker, where will you be spending your time now that you're not running for a third term?
In a room. In a room.
Yes, he will. He's very nostalgic these days. He's very wistful. But he's going to have more time to spend smelling the roses, smelling the coffee, and enjoying the planet, as he put it. I'm Howie Carr.
You're a loser.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Fun fact, Charles Dickens modeled Ebenezer Scrooge after Howie.
He was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner.
All right, so I'm lying. Howie's not quite that old. Merry Christmas from Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Starting December 1st, rates will be $120 a night. Book an ocean room view. With ocean view room, excuse me, with fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. And before we have the poll question, I didn't know this this cut existed before I came up with this question. But this is Brian Stelter, Potato Head, Humpty Dumpty, on CNN. He's got an even lower rated show than Don Lemon. And he was on this morning on one of their other low-rated shows, and he was talking about what's going to happen to Chris Cuomo. Cut 16.
I think what's going on here is it's a little bit complicated, John. You've got media critics condemning Chris, calling on CNN to take action. You have some colleagues here at CNN who were mad at Chris Cuomo for putting the network in a tough spot and wanted to see action. You also have a lot of viewers, though, who love Chris Cuomo and are now ticked off that he's off the air and they want to see him back. So there's a mixture of relief, disappointment. It's a complicated situation. I think the bottom line is that Cuomo is on the bench for now. We're heading into a holiday season. I think it's possible he will be on the bench for several weeks. It's possible he'll be back in January. But I think what's going to happen now here at CNN is a more thorough review of the New York Attorney General's document dump in order to find out more about what happened.
Really? You know, why did they have to wait, by the way, to get the document dump from the AG in New York? Why didn't they just say, hey, Chris, can we see your text messages? Wouldn't that have seemed like a logical request to make of the guy you're paying a couple of maybe even more millions to each year? But they didn't do that. Because they had no interest. They had no more journalistic curiosity about the sleazy behavior of their leading anchor than they did about anything else. Ugh. So, for instance, the veracity of the dodgy dossier, which they ran with totally gullibly, totally believing for years and years, even though it was fake and fraudulent and everybody who looked at it knew it was from day one. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Chris Cuomo be back at some point?
I'm still going to say no, despite what Humpty Dumpty says.
64% say yes, he will be back.
All right. By the way, we're out of the 110 grills. They went very quickly as our cheap bastard deal, but we still have Maria's Restaurante in Portland. It's a great, great Italian restaurant, great chicken parm, great meatballs, great everything Italian. You can get those at HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. Those are $50 gift certificates to Maria's Restaurante for $25. And we also have the Let's Go Brandon t-shirts, which I'm wearing right now. Those are available at HowieCarsShow.com.
Let's go, Brandon!
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon. All right, 844-500-4242. Do we have time to read the CNN statement on by Anderson Cooper? Cut 15.
There's some news now about this network. It involves Chris Cuomo, the host of Cuomo Prime Time. New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations. Here's a statement released tonight from a CNN spokesperson, quote, "The New York Attorney General's office released transcripts and exhibits Monday that shed new light on Chris Cuomo's involvement in his brother's defense. Light. The documents, which we were not privy to before their public release, raised serious questions." The spokesperson continued, quote, "When Chris admitted to us that he had offered advice to his brother's staff, he broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly. But we also appreciated the unique position he was in and understood his need to put family first and job second."
They got a lot of hard-hitting journalists over there at CNN, don't they? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Illegal alien posed as rideshare driver and recorded sex abuse of unconscious woman, police say. Police commissioner says it could be a serial sexual abuse case for us. Another one involving illegal aliens? An illegal alien who posed as a rideshare driver and videotaped himself sexually abusing an unconscious woman has been arrested in a pattern of predatory behavior, New York authorities said yesterday. Raul Guman, 43, an illegal from Guatemala, from Ecuador, pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of sexual abuse, unlawful surveillance, and other charges. He's being held without bail. He came to the attention, this illegal alien, when he was arrested days after breaking into a home on November 14th and sexually abusing a woman who was sleeping. Investigators have spoken with at least two other potential victims. One was left stranded on Oak Beach. This is on Long Island, I think, and has no memory of what happened. It was unknown if Guman drugged the women. He was taken into custody after running a stop sign. In his car were multiple IDs, police said. Multiple IDs. It's shocking to learn that an illegal alien would be engaged in identity theft. And probably,
I'm shocked.
And probably benefit theft as well, as they say. Well, also known as welfare fraud. A search of the illegal alien rapist's, allegedly, home yielded 16 New York State driver's licenses from potential victims and 32 cell phones belonging to assorted victims. Video from Guam on cell phones showed him engaging in sex acts with unconscious females, police said. Investigators are trying to match the videos with victims who may not have been aware they were assaulted. These are the people Biden and Mayorkas and Merrick Garland and all the rest of them don't want to ever deport back to the third world hellholes from which they came. Has Raul Gauman's mother been reached for comment, by the way?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Officer Mark says, Howie, with all the recent departures of public service reprobates, is it wishful thinking to ask that Alec Baldwin be brought up on federal felony firearms charges? Yes. Officer Mark, you know better than to ask a question like that. Of course it's wishful thinking. He's going to do an interview with George Steffi Stephanopoulos.
Did you watch the excerpt of that?
No, I haven't watched it. Do you have a cut from it?
I don't have a cut from it, but I can get something very quickly here. But he literally says, I did not pull the trigger. The trigger was never pulled.
Mistakes were made. So who pulled the trigger? A ghost? A haint?
I don't know.
He didn't pull the trigger. That's his defense? I know he's a Democrat. You know, he can say whatever he wants and get off. I doubt he'll even ever be arrested or charged. They have a Democrat district attorney out there, right? But, I mean, come on. He didn't pull the trigger. Don't you hate it when that happens? Your gun
you
just
described
shoots
it as a 1 in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
What did you?
Well, who did it? Alec. You would never do that, but the woman is dead, and the guy that was standing behind her is wounded. But you would never do that. Okay. 844-500-4242. Deputy B, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy.
Howie, I was calling because I just heard your latest story, and it seemed to be related to the House Bill 2418 or Senate Bill 1576 called the Safe Communities Act, an act to protect civil rights and safety of Massachusetts residents, and it's an anti-ICE bill, anti-Homeland Security. Part of it reads, no officer or employee of law enforcement agency shall initiate communication with Homeland Security pending imminent release of a person with a detainee. I was calling my local senator and representative and voices in opposition to it. But
good luck with that.
Sanctuary City bill that's up at the House if anybody wanted to do the same. I know what you're saying, Howie. And one more thing, all the town clerks that certified all the petitions.
Yes.
They were due in today at 5:00, and every town that I went to drop them off, they really did an excellent job and got them back to us right away. So good luck with those petitions, and I hope it gets on the ballot.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to. I heard some pessimistic reports today about that, but I haven't seen anything official about it. And speaking of sanctuary cities, you know, and then it became sanctuary states. Now they're actually using the phrase sanctuary country. So that anybody who wants to come in and do whatever they, any kind of criminal, as many Guamans as they're going to, as Raul Guamans that want to come into the country, you're welcome to come in. You know, you could do anything you want, commit any crimes you want, get as many documents as you want, rape, steal, rob. Welcome to America, amigo. You know, we want to make you feel right at home, just like it's Ecuador. Thanks for the call, Deputy Bob. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Howie, I got one for you. If that was a, since they make film in a Western, chances are the revolver was a single action.
Right.
Which means you can actually thumb the hammer back and slip on it, and it'll drop, and it'll set the round off. So he could be lying. He could be saying, no, I didn't pull the trigger. But if he was thumbing with the... hammer, and it dropped on the round, it will go off. So that's how he gets out. That's how he gets out of it without pulling the trigger and saying he didn't.
He was the producer of the movie too, though, wasn't he? I mean, even if he didn't pull the trigger, he's ultimately liable or responsible for what happened on the set, isn't he? But that's why you have insurance. And it's just, you know, it was just utter irresponsibility on his part. I mean, he's led an irresponsible life in so many ways. And but he's always been taken care of. He's always been a member of protected classes as a Democrat and an actor and a liberal. So he just thinks he's going to get away with everything. 844-500-4242. All right. Now... you remember during the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, there was a there was an incident during the end of the trial. The jury was taken; they weren't sequestered, I guess, but they were taken from the courthouse in a bus to another parking lot where they picked up their cars. So MSNBC decided that they were going to start following the bus. And they had they didn't just have this one guy that was actually, we heard about, being stopped. They had multiple people tracking these jurors. It's really horrific when you think about it, that what they were trying to do. And it's pretty clear what they were trying to do. I guess the cops immediately knew what they were trying to do. This was a way of intimidating the jurors by these alt-left so-called journalists. And so now the Kenosha police have released the body cam videos and audios of the confrontation with the guy from New York, the freelancer who was following the bus. He ran a red light. That's how they stopped him. And what happens is you're going to hear it starts out with the cop talking to the guy that he's actually stopped for running the red light while he's chasing the jury bus, trying to find out where they live, get their license numbers, et cetera, et cetera. And so the guy says, well, why don't we call my boss in New York? And then that's when you find out that they got a bunch of people that are tracking these jurors. It's really chilling what was going on here. And again, this is NBC, Matt Lauer and Brian Williams, and all the rest of the people and Katie Turr now at MSNBC, you know, the one who was reading the talking points from Andrew Cuomo's office. So this is the first one. This is the NBC producer in Kenosha gets pulled over by the cops. Cut one.
Are you from Wisconsin, sir?
No.
Huh?
No.
Where are you from?
Atlanta.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Dunwoody is my official, but I flew up from Atlanta.
You flew up. What's the significance of you being here?
I work for NBC.
For NBC? NBC?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a reporter?
Producer.
Producer? Okay. All right.
Okay, so he's a producer. He's running a red light chasing the jury bus on the most important trial that was going on at the time in the United States.
Boy, this guy doesn't know how to deal with a cop when he gets stopped. Not supposed to talk that much.
He works for NBC, okay? He's not a member of Mensa, okay? Do you think Brian Williams and Katie Turr and Matt Lauer Brian Williams, would they? You think they were Mensa members? If you score too high on the IQ test, you're not going to be hired by MSNBC or NBC. Cut two.
So were you following a vehicle?
I was trying to see. I was being called by New York, going maybe we need to follow, but I don't know. I was trying to.
You trying to what?
Just do what they told me to do.
New York told you to follow a vehicle?
Yes.
Your office is in New York or what?
That's right.
How did they know about this vehicle?
I mean, it was discreet. I wasn't talking
discreet.
Just trying to find a location. That's all. So.
It's always discreet when you're setting up a hit, right?
What a bozo.
Oh, this guy is really bad. Let's play one more cut, and then we'll go to the break. Cut three.
You want to give me his information real quick?
You want me to call?
Sure.
He's calling the producer in New York. He works for him.
So we got news media telling him to follow up on Mark V.
That's what it sounds like.
Hey, law enforcement wants to talk to you.
Law enforcement.
Okay. Hi, officer. My name is Irene. I'm a booking producer with NBC News.
Uh-huh.
We were just trying to respectfully, just trying to see if it's possible to find any leads about the case. And so we were just keeping our distance, just to see like where people involved in the trial are positioned. There, by no means were we trying to get in contact with any of the jury members or whoever's in the car. We just were trying to see like where key players in the trial may be at.
I haven't heard that many ums from a female since the last time Karen Polito, the lieutenant governor, now lame duck, last appeared before a microphone. We were just trying to find out where they were. Wow. We got one more to play when we come back. 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. I'm holding it in my hand right now. This is by far their most popular offer. You'll have one for your basement, one for the first floor, and one for the second floor. Or you can buy the 3-Pack as a Christmas gift for a family member. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-Pack and am happy I did." End of quote, as Joe Biden would say. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack, you'll get three units for under $200 and save $200. With the 3-Pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your home or workplace. It's been over a year now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand as I'm doing right now and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name Howie, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
How dumb was that guy who called his boss in New York, who's just a flag catcher herself? I mean, I think he probably guaranteed he'll never work for NBC again, which may be a good thing in the larger scheme of things for his immortal soul and all that. But, I mean, and he's all done. And calling her up and throwing her under the bus, and I don't mean the jury bus. But anyway, here is the NBC producer, Madam talking some more to the cop, and the cop finally just comes up with the right directive to her, which is cut the bleep here. Cut four.
Like any vehicle? Did you know which vehicle he was following?
To see if anyone would be able to in different areas, and so we were just like following
We're gonna ask you guys to not do that. All right, that's a concern here. This is huge. We can't afford anything crazy happening, putting people in dangerous positions. This individual violated some traffic laws here doing this. So we're going to ask you guys to refrain from doing that.
Got it. Understood. Thank you so much.
We're very sorry we got busted. And did you notice she said that? People? We had people in different areas of the courthouse. So they were going to hassle them whichever way they went. And this isn't journalism. You're not allowed to do this during a trial, especially during a trial. I mean, it's frowned upon after the trial, but they're going to have to go on with the rest of their lives. You can go after them, but when the jury is deliberating and you're trying to follow them. This is the same network that, without any kind of checking, printed all this garbage about President Trump over the years. Oh, they've got a wire. They've got a tap on his phone. Oh, Comey is going to say that he didn't warn Trump that there was nothing going on in the investigation that involved criminal trial. All this BS. They never checked any of that, but they're trying to run down these jurors. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Two quick points. One, up here in Maine, we got this Dr. Shaw, our CDC guy.
Yes.
He was describing this Megatron, whatever it is, con.
Omnicon, that's our new one, Omnicon.
Yeah, whatever it is. I mean,
all con all the time. Yeah.
Right. But he's describing it as this, this spark on the horizon, and then the Delta is the battle that we must fight now. So they're using alliteration. He's a scientist. He should be using science and specifics. This just bugs me to no end. And then the second point is in Africa variant, shouldn't we have been hearing progress reports like beginning, middle, and end? But all of a sudden it's an overnight sensation.
Overnight sensation. That's a good way to put it. That's what it was. Those trials were starting. They had to change this topic.